Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Fast Eddie, and I am from the EAA Radio Roadshow, sponsored by Bose. Right out here in front of me, we have the 115th Fighter Wing F-16 Weapons Load Demonstration Team. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut Captain Ben Gerds loose here to show you how the Wisconsin Air National Guard loads an F-16. Captain, you're on.
Thanks, Fast Eddie. Like you said, my name is Captain Ben Gerds. I go by NICAD, like the battery, so feel free to call me that. Let's see, today what we're going to be showing you is we've got a crew here of highly skilled battlefield airmen. They're going to show you how we load this aircraft for combat. We're all from the 115th Fighter Wing, and within that fighter wing, the 176th Fighter Squadron. We've got about 20 of these F-16s down there. Within our 115th Fighter Wing, we've got a long, very accomplished history going way back to 1947, flying P-51s and a whole multitude of aircraft since then. Since 1992, we've been flying the F-16 Fighting Falcon C model, which you see right here in front of you. So without further ado, what these guys are going to do is going to be loading this aircraft up with a good combat configuration, AIM-120 radar-guided missiles, AIM-9 heat-seeking missiles. They're going to be loading a 500-pound GPS-guided bomb today, and also they're going to be showing you, the munitions guys over here will be showing you how they build a 1,000-pound GPS-guided munition. Other armament we can carry on this aircraft can include laser-guided bombs, and on the centerline station of the aircraft you see a 184 jammer pod. We use that for if a bad guy's looking at us with his radar, we can give him some erroneous information with that piece of equipment. Aside from that, we have a 5-barrel Vulcan Gatling gun that can shoot up to 2,000 rounds per minute. All right. These guys, we're going to show you how highly skilled and trained they are by loading these in a pretty fast manner. All that I ask while they're doing that is that you stay behind the rope to ensure your own safety. All the munitions we're using today look and weigh exactly like the ones we use in combat, but they don't have explosive charges in them today, obviously. All right, enjoy.
Just as a bit of a sidebar there, the AIM-9, those of you who are familiar with its real, what they call it, it's known as a Sidewinder. They've been around for a long, long time. Very effective air-to-air missile.
Check, check. All right, now that he's got the jammer turned off, I'll tell you a little bit about this piece of equipment. It's got a 25-horsepower diesel engine. It weighs about 3,800 pounds. But it can lift upwards of 3,000 pounds. So it's a pretty useful piece of equipment out on the flight line. Usually the heaviest bombs that we'll carry with this jet is a 2,000-pounder, but this thing has no problem lifting that. A little bit more about the weapons. The GBU-38 GPS-guided bomb that they're putting on the Station 3 right there is a very good bomb for hitting real close to the target we're looking at. On an overcast day, I can type coordinates into my jet, drop that thing through the weather, it'll communicate with the satellites and hit the target within a matter of feet, maybe inches. Other munitions that we have, if I'm able to see a target, we don't have one on the jet, but on the trailer over here we have a laser-guided GBU-12 with a targeting pod hanging on the chin of the jet, which we don't have right now, on there currently. I can shine a laser beam down at a target of interest and guide that bomb right onto that laser spot. So I have a multitude of different options for dropping bombs when I'm in this aircraft. And most importantly, with today's demands of combat that we're finding in such theaters as Iraq and Afghanistan, we need very low collateral damage bombs that are going to minimize any damage to any civilians or anybody that we don't want to hurt. These are the answer to that problem. We can, with such precision strikes, we can take out one single house, one single structure, where we know there's bad guys and only bad guys within that structure, and we don't want to touch the house next door, we're able to do that. A little bit different than carpet bombing back several decades ago. A little bit about the team of guys that you're seeing loading here. Each team is compromised of a one-man, a two-man, and a three-man, and you have to go through a lot of training to be able to fulfill the role of each one of those. some of the specific stuff that they're looking at are the general and very specific safety requirements for each one of the munitions that these guys are loading. They have to stay proficient on all these munitions. And this is just a small demonstration of the munitions that we carry here today. We've got a multitude more back at our unit that these guys need to stay smart on all the time. And then emergency procedures. What if something goes wrong while these guys are loading these things? They're all highly skilled in that. They know how to rectify the situation if something's not going right. A little bit more about the missiles you're seeing on the wings. On both wingtips, we have AIM-120 AMRAMs, we call them, radar-guided missiles. Underneath the radome of the aircraft right here, we've got an APG-68 radar, it's called. I can look at targets, other aircraft flying around out there. If I want to target one of those aircraft, I can lock them up with my radar, and I can guide one of our AIM-120s toward them. So that would be a good weapon for me to use to guide that missile at a little more medium-type ranges. If I see a guy, but I don't want to lock him up with my radar, or I'm unable to, then on station 2, we have a heat-seeking missile, or AIM-9 Sidewinder, is referred to. So that'll pretty much lock on anything that's putting out a good heat source out there, and I can fire that off at him. Other than that, we've also got the 5-barrel Vulcan Gatling gun, which I mentioned before, and shoot upwards of 2,000 rounds per minute. We'll carry 510 rounds for that in a drum behind the cockpit. Looks about like the size of a keg of beer, and it's got a helix in the inside of it that will store the munition. It'll feed it through belts to that gun, and that gun demands a pretty quick feed of bullets when you've got the trigger fully depressed. If you go trigger full down, you can shoot the entire load of 510 bullets in about 5 seconds. So, but when we're coming in for a pass, and you squeeze the trigger, you'll get about 150, 200 bullets in a good pass, and firing the gun in this thing is extremely fun. It vibrates the whole aircraft so violently that it's hard to see through the heads-up display in the front. And oftentimes you'll have cockpit insulation on your sleeves when you come back. It's pretty violent. I liken it to starting a chainsaw up in the cockpit. All right, with that, these guys have accomplished loading the 500-pound bomb. Just want to give you a quick recognition to the load crew here. For the number one man, we've got Staff Sergeant Andrew Brickle from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. For number two, we got Staff Sergeant Jeff Burke from Menasha, Wisconsin. Number three, we've got Senior Airman Andrew Bernath from Fond du Lac. And supervising, we've got Master Sergeant Dana Cook from Sauk City. Over here, we have our munitions guys building up a 1,000-pound GPS-guided bomb. It's very much like the 500-pound GBU-38. This is a bigger, higher capacity, higher payload type of bomb that is also in a hardened bomb body called a BLU-109. It's going to be for penetration of perhaps an underground bunker or a hard-to-reach target. Other than that, the GPS is going to work the same way as the GBU-38. For our munitions load team, we've got Master Sergeant Todd Sykes. Todd, raise your hand real quick. Thanks, Todd. We've got Tech Sergeant Robert Schwern from Sun Prairie. And Tech Sergeant Corey Egan from Madison, Wisconsin. All right, a little bit more about our unit. In the last 10 years, we've been over to Operation Iraqi Freedom, or Operation Southern Watch, Northern Watch, 6 times in the last 10 years. All these guys that you see here have been there multiple times, including myself. And very often we're sending people, not just planes and pilots over there to support the war, but we're sending security forces, civil engineers over there on a continuous basis. So we've got a lot of guys here with a lot of good experience from being over there. Please feel free to come around and ask questions. And if you have any more further questions or interest in what we do at the 115th Fighter Wing, please stop by our tent over here. We got plenty of information. Thanks a lot for coming out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big round of applause here? These are our hometown heroes here. These gentlemen have been in combat. They have loaded aircraft. They've been to all the hot spots that we'd like to keep them out of. These are the men and their families that make the sacrifices that help keep all of us here safe in a free America. So, ladies and gentlemen, how about another big round of applause for the hometown heroes from the Wisconsin Air National Guard. And thanks to you, their Captain Ben Gertz, call sign NICAD. How did you get that?
Well, I was likened to a battery at one point, going at about 100% and then maybe dropping off. Might have had some alcohol involved.
Oh, it's one of those stories better left untold. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to be doing other demonstrations through the weekend, I understand. So if you like what you saw, come on back. And once again, if you're interested in the military, you've got a big phone number there, 1-800-2-GO-ANG. And I'm sure that everybody here would be more than happy to talk to you about the Wisconsin Air National Guard. On behalf of these brave men and women and their families, my name is Fast Eddie. You can listen to us on EAA Radio, AM 1210, 100.7 FM, and of course, on the World Wide Net at airventure.org/radio.